Science of Influence. How to Get Anyone to Say Yes in 8 Minutes or Less. Author, Kevin Hogan. The Science of Influence. The science of influence is about getting people to change something, a behaviour, an attitude, a product, a service, their relationship to or with you. You want someone to do something different from what they are doing a few minutes ago. You want someone to say yes to you now. In order for that to happen, it will probably be a good idea to know what it is that makes people tick. The first 4 seconds. Your body language and your physical appearance will jumpstart your instant likability, your persuasiveness, and most importantly, how you are perceived by every person who meets you. You have realistically 4 seconds to make a good impression on those with whom you come into contact. The Delta Model. Let us look at the Delta Model of influence. 1. Establishing and maintaining rapport. Rapport can be defined as being in sync with another person. 2. Using content to build rapport. Discover what people's interests are. 3. Using process to build rapport. How do you help customers become more comfortable with you? 4. Pacing. Be like your customer, because he likes people who are like him. 5. Use your voice. Your ideal is to speak in the same rate and pitch of the voice of your client. 6. Why pace breathing? Our research shows that pacing another person's breathing results in the two people regarding each other more favourably. 7. Physiology and posture. The most effective manner of pacing physiology is to match the posture and general body position of the other person. 8. Leading. If your client follows your lead, you have successfully built a rapport at the unconscious level and you can begin your sales presentation momentarily. 9. Leading with the tone, rate, or pitch of your voice. If you've been successfully matching your client, you have an opportunity to lead by altering one of your vocal qualities. 10. Leading with physiology, posture, and movement. The simplest movements that you make will often be mirrored identically by a customer in rapport with you. 11. Inducing reciprocity. A simple act of giving helps you develop a caring and compassionate personality. 12. Sharing a part of you with them. Show your confidence in your customers by helping them with one of their potential clients. 13. A short story about someone like them. Tell today's customer about another customer who recently bought from you. This customer should be someone they remind you of. 14. Respect. You can never underestimate the value of a sincere compliment of respect in the selling environment. 15. Knocking their socks off. The shortest amount of time we spend with any client is normally that of the actual sales presentation. Start strong, finish strong. 16. Always giving more than you promised. If you promise something, make sure that your customer gets exactly what you promise. 17. The power of understatement. After making your big fat claim, you can quickly work your way into your sales presentation. This is the time to make sure you don't overinflate your product or service. You made your big fat claim, now support it with the power of understatement. 18. Be precise, then beat your precision. If you know that this automobile is going to get your customer 19 miles per gallon, tell him that. Then tell him a secret. But if you use Mobil 1, you can literally add an extra 3 miles per gallon of gas. And that translates to an extra $100 of gasoline savings per year. 19. Get it done faster, easier, and better. You live in an age where your customer wants everything to be better, cheaper, faster, quicker, smarter, easier, and more luxurious. So promise what you can and then deliver. 20. Be on the edge of your seat. Pay attention with bated breath to every word your customer has to say. It should be clear that what your customer has to say is the most important thing in either of your worlds at that moment. Competition is a driving genetic force of survival. When you're appealing to your customer to purchase your products and services, appeal subtly to the fact that owning your products or services will give him an advantage in society, within the group or against his competitors. Overcoming resistance with amoeba strategies. An amoeba strategy is a strategy that's specifically planned to reduce resistance to your message and has nothing to do with adding value to your offer. There are two kinds of resistance. The first is because of reenactance, a knee-jerk in deflection of anything that infringes on our personal choice of freedom. And the second is because of an anticipated regret of complying or failing to comply with a request. From what we already know about influence, people make knee-jerk reactions to people's requests for compliance on issues. We often say no without knowing why. It simply feels right. Foot in the door. A proven persuasion strategy that leads to yes. You can't persuade someone if you can't get in front of them to communicate your message. The foot in the door technique is a simple concept. The idea is to get your client or customer to say yes to a simple and small request immediately before you ask the big yes. Applying the laws of influence. Laws of reciprocity. When someone gives you something perceived value, you immediately respond with a desire to give something back. If your product is top quality and it's something that everyone can use, send everyone a small sample of it, and they will be more likely to buy it the next time they go to the store. Law of contrast. The law of contrast doesn't say that you will always sell less expensive of the two products. It does say that you will put two products or services close together in space, in time, or in a person's mind. The person will begin to clearly see the difference in their programming, will help them choose which instead of whether or not to. Law of friends. Help people see you as their friend and someone who cares about them, and you will dramatically increase the probability of their compliance. Be eager to point out any negative aspects of your proposal. This accomplishes two important things. First, it makes you appear more trustworthy. And second, it allows your clients to be set at ease if you are doing their job and finding drawbacks of their proposal. The law of scarcity. When a person perceives that something he might want is in a limited quantity, he believes that the value of what he might want to be greater than if it would be available in abundance. The most common reason they say no and how to overcome it. The reason that the word no comes out of their mouths is because of its an instant reaction. They did this or something like this before and they determined quickly it was a bad decision. About 90% of no's come from this background. In order to understand to influence, you need to understand how people make decisions, how they remember the past, and how they see the future. This is what has been missing for hundreds of salespeople, making persuasion a numbers game instead of essentially selling to everyone. You must point out both possible futures for you to be successful, otherwise the person will be destined to go with what they feel instead of what makes sense. The phobia of losing is tough to get past without at least acknowledging and examining those possible outcomes. If you paint a too rosy future, you will both lose. If you paint a likely future, realistically, there is an excellent chance that the people will respond appropriately.